Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. GotWords.com is his website. Also, chiefhomeofficer.com. So check those out. Jeff's a great member, longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's been a long-suffering supporter of all the things that we do here. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. We were talking about social media, and the topic at the end of our discussion there was productivity, being productive, and finding, you know, when I first started hanging out on social media, especially Twitter, I finally got to the point where I said, okay, if I wanted to, let me back up. When I first took a subscription to the Wall Street Journal, I loved it. I still love it. The first one came in. I wasn't finished by noon. I got my paper at 8:30. I was sitting at my desk still reading the paper. I had to learn how to read the Wall Street Journal or I'd never get anything done.
Right.
You got to do the same thing with any kind of distraction, news, the 24-hour news cycle will do the same thing to you.
Yeah.
Social media. You've got to say, you know what? I have to live my life. If these other people don't have a life, that's their problem. I got stuff to do.
Right.
And the same thing with any kind of the productivity tool, whether it be how we manage our email, whatever, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I've had conversations in writing about productivity, and especially for small business and entrepreneurs. I've had conversations with people who, you know, email activity is almost different for anybody. You know, many of us, for example, I keep my phone, it's almost like I have two screens, where I know you have two screens and many others do. I have on my, I keep my phone beside my desk. So I'm working in a Word document.
Right.
I'll hear on my phone, bing, that an email came in. I'll glance over at the phone and I'll see it's from Jim Blasingame. Uh-huh. I can ignore that for a couple days.
Right.
Or it comes in from one of my editors and I say, let me see what she has to say today. And so I'll toggle over on my desktop to see what it is. But, you know, I know people who close their email. They'll check email like 8 a.m., 11 a.m., and like 3 p.m. And that's it for the day. They don't want any other distraction from email where, you know, and that's fine. If that works for them, that's fine.
Whatever works for them, but somehow you found it, but you're a party of one.
Right.
That means you eat what you kill.
Right.
You obviously have found a way to do that and still be productive.
Right.
And make a living. But other people, you know, I mean, everybody's got to gauge it for themselves. But I have never had the sound on email. In almost 20 years of email,
right?
I've never left the sound on.
Well, the sound isn't on my desktop, but it's on my phone,
yeah,
by de facto, so to speak. So it's on my phone so that I can obviously hear
that
it when I'm not at my desk.
Why would you want to be distracted with the sound? I mean, why couldn't you just check your email every 15 minutes?
Well, when I'm not at, I mean, I could. But I'm, you know, when I'm not at my desk, when I'm out and about, when I'm, you know, when I'm not at my desk and I'm somewhere else in the house, or
right,
when I'm out on the road, I just have the email. I have that.
What
and
about
I have text.
Are your spam filters that good? The only thing that dings are good stuff.
Well, my spam filter doesn't ding when spam is.
Okay.
God,
if it dinged when spam came
through, that'd be 40,
yeah,
50, you know, messages, yeah, a day. So the only thing that dings is what comes into what makes it to my inbox.
Right.
And, you know, for the most part, I probably get about, you know, 5 to 7 emails a day that are not spam but are some sort of solicitation that I've, through permissions, have allowed through,
mm-hmm,
you know, whether it's an organization I'm part of or something like that. So I don't get a lot of, you know, quote-unquote, you know, good spam.
But that's another thing that to do. I mean, we talked about being smart about managing your time on social media. This is another thing, the email. And isn't it ironic that we're talking about productivity tools and how to deal with them so they don't make us unproductive.
Right.
I mean, think about you and I talked earlier about when we were home-based. Basically, we basically were home-based the same year when we started our business back in '89. You know, I my only thing I had to do was call the phone company and have them put in an extra line.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
all I had to do from because that's all that was available.
Right.
And
right.
So my point is, now we've got all this new stuff that makes us more productive, but now we're having, what's that called, embarrassment of riches?
Yeah, exactly.
It is, isn't it?
We're surrounded by it.
And, you've got to be careful.
And you know, it can take over our lives, or we can control it, or it can be some sort of blended measure. You know, at lunch I'll check my Facebook or whatever. But we have to just know that we're on top of it, that it's not on top of us.
And it's not just the stuff we're talking about right now. We also have to become good consumers of information wherever it's from, the
right.
news or whatever, because we're being hit with a fire hose of content.
Right.
And I'll tell you what I'm doing in my life. I'm trying to navigate the content and search very hard for the context.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to find. If you find the context, that's where you want to hang out, I think.
Right.
What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the issue today, especially in the era of, you know, both fake news and lousy news.
Right.
You know, poorly created news that
right.
and I use news loosely, but
right.
we need to be able to determine what's worth our time
yep.
and what we can just delete, you know, out of course. And that's an ongoing process.
GotWords.com and
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Check them out, folks. Jeffrey can help you with your words. Hey, Jeff, thanks again for being here. Come back.
Always soon. A pleasure. Thanks
See
for having me.
See you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.